chapter number 6 in the book of Matthew. I want to read one verse and maybe for a thought, and then talk to us on this thought that's on our heart this morning for just a few minutes. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 9. Stand with us and we'll honor the Bible. Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 9. Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence today, thanking you, Lord, for every blessing, every good and perfect gift come from above. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, most of all for your saving grace. We thank you for that this morning. We thank you for the church. Lord, we pray this morning that your will be done here. Oh God, that your presence would be rich, manifested among your children. God, I pray that your spirit, Lord, would flow today. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd have your way. We thank you for what we can feel in our heart already. Lord, in every testimony and everything that's already been said and done, Lord, I know you're here. And I thank you, dear God, for that. And I pray now that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Lord, I pray if there be one in the house that's not right with you, that's away from you, that you'd bring them back to you today. Lord, if there be those here today that's lost, oh God, I pray you'll save them today. Oh, we pray now that you'd have your way in our hearts and lives, that you might have your free course in us today. We ask you now to go with us and what you do for us. We'll be careful to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning on the Heavenly Father's Day. I want to talk to us on that thought this morning. When our nation began to give this day, as announced it as Father's Day, this has been a tradition for a long time. Way back in the early 1900s when Calvin Coolidge was president, and he announced that this would be called Father's Day. And you know, that's been a long time, and it's been recognized and tradition in our country for a lot of years is to have a Father's Day. We have a Mother's Day, and thank God for the role that the mother plays in the home. Had it not been for the mothers in our country, our homes wouldn't be as good as they are today. But the fathers do play a different role and in our homes today, and thank God for fathers. If the home is lacking in anything today, it's good, godly fathers. If it's lacking in anything, it's because of good, godly fathers. And when the home doesn't have good, godly fathers, and it begins to get weakened, and the devil begins to move in, and thus goes our family structure as we know it in America today. And you know, that's a sad place to be. It's a sad place when the family structure crumbles, because we don't have good, godly fathers. If there's anything in my heart that I want to project in my home, is to be a good, godly father in my home, that it'll make a difference in my children's lives, and that when they grow up and they have families of their own, that they recognize that the structure of the home, in order to be strong, it lays and bears upon the Father's shoulders. And so it is with our Heavenly Father. Wouldn't anybody be here today had it not been for what God has done for you and I? Amen. He's our Heavenly Father today. And if we have anyone to honor this morning above the fathers in the home, it ought to be our Heavenly Father. The Bible said, which is in heaven. And Jesus said, hallowed be his name. Amen. And that he'd be respected and honored. The Bible said in the book of Exodus, when the Lord gave Moses the law, he began to talk about those laws that he gave him. And he said, thou shalt have no other God beside me. Amen. And so we know that he's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor this morning. The Bible said, hallowed be thy name. And the Bible said he's in heaven. But when you think about heaven, is not as far away as we realize it is, as we think it is today. How did you know the Bible said heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool? So how we know that our Heavenly Father is just a little ways away. And how somebody said he's just a prayer away. And how you know the Bible said how that when you pray, amen, he said, my Heavenly Father, he said, our Father, which art in heaven, and he said, hallowed be thy name. So we know that there is a sense of nearness with our Heavenly Father here with us today. And he's not a God that's far away, but he's right near. I want to describe our Heavenly Father just a few moments this morning. And when we look at him, we can find the structure of the Father that's in the home. And first of all, the thing that we know about our Heavenly Father, without a doubt, is the fact that he loves his children.
Amen.
Amen. He loves his children this morning. And you know, out of all of the creation that God made, and oh, how he made this earth, and how he made the universe, and how glorious it is, and when he made all of the things that he made, when he made the plant kingdom, and when he made the animal kingdom, and when we look at all of these things, and the fowl of the airs, and I get absolutely amazed at the handiwork that God did when he made everything in creation. He must have had a sense of humor, because there's some things we look at that we just laugh at. And so we look at creation, and so we know that God said when he made them, he said all of this was good. But when he made man, in the image and in the likeness of himself, he said that this is very good. Amen. That when he made man, so what it tells me is that in all his creation, he picked man as being his very best. Amen. And that he made man. And so the Bible tells us that God loves his children. And let me tell you this morning, now we have a sense of knowing that God loves everybody, saved or unsaved. I'm glad he loved me. Amen. So much that while I was yet in my sins, Christ died for me. Amen. And he died for you this morning. And so when we look at the brotherhood of the world, and we look at the human race, we have to declare that God loves everybody. He loves his children. Black and yellow, white, red, makes no difference of the color of your skin. He loves us all, for God so loved the world. He loves us all. God loves his children. So we know in creation that he loves everybody. But let me say this morning, before I get carried away too much as I go down through here, we know that those that are saved by the grace of God are placed into the family of God. And we're now become the family of God. And we're called the household of faith. Amen. And so there's another group that the Bible talks about as being the children of God, and those that are of faith. And let me say to you this morning, if you're saved by the grace of God, you are a child of the King. You're a child of the Heavenly Father today. And this morning, by faith, because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're saved this morning. And there's a love, amen, that's placed upon the children of God. The Bible tells us that you're either a child of the devil or you're a child of God. And there he's speaking over the fact of the family of God and the household of faith. And you cannot be a child of the devil and a child of God at the same time. And I want to say to you this morning, if you're saved today, hey, hallelujah, you're a child of the Heavenly Father, and this is his day today.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this Heavenly Father loves his children. The Bible said it rains on the just and the unjust. I believe a father in the home ought to love his children. I do, don't you? I believe, now, we have a little different love than the mother does. The mother seemed to have that material thing, love towards them. And
And she seems like she is a nurturer in the home and one that raises the children. But the daddy and the father loves the children this morning in a little different way. And, you know, somebody said one time, said, what is the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day? And a little boy said, the difference is in the present. We give mom a bigger presence and daddy's presence is not so much. And that tells us that the children sometimes, how they realize that the father's love is different than the mother's love. But nevertheless, the father loves his children. Amen. And his love is found in his presence. Amen. We know that our Heavenly Father is near, but the presence of a father in the home is strong in the family nucleus. Amen. It's strong when his presence is there. That's how I said a while ago. That's the very reason why how the homes are deteriorating is because the presence of the father is absent in our homes today. The fathers seem like they went AWOL today. Too busy out yonder in the world and too busy to care about their children, to care about their home, but not our Heavenly Father. He's never too busy by what he doesn't care for you. He always cares for you. Amen. And he will always care for you in his presence. There's never a time, amen, that God walks away from you. If we leave God, it's on our part. It's not on his part this morning. His presence is rich. And how the Bible tells us and how that God in the Old Testament and how he would manifest himself through speaking to the prophets and to speaking to them that then return and speak to the people. But they never could. They had a sense of his presence there by his voice. But he sent his son into the world who is God incarnate. John said, we saw him, we've handled him, the word of life. And so the presence of God dwelt among us. And how we know that his presence is here today because Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way to the end of the world. He said, it's expedient for me to go away. He said, if I go away, he said, the Spirit's going to come. Thank God he's always with us and he's always near. His presence, there's never a time that he's never here. He's always in the presence of us today. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. His presence is always among us, but his provisions is here with us. In this prayer, he talks about the very provisions. He says, give us our day, this daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. But the Lord, our Heavenly Father, provides us with everything we need. Amen. He supplies us with our need. He said, seek the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and all these other things will be added unto you. Why do we worry so much? Seems like we worry for the necessity of things of life. But I'm telling you, this morning, our Heavenly Father, David said, I once was old, once was young, now I'm old. I've never seen God's people forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Yeah. The Lord has always provided for you and I, amen, in the physical sense, even in the physical sense. God, our Heavenly Father, has provided for us. I dare to say this morning that if you went to bed hungry last night, you did it on your own free will. Amen, because God always has a table set for us. He provides enough for us to eat, a clothes to wear, a roof over our heads. And I'm going to tell you, blessings beyond measure. The Lord just loves us and provides for us and is with us all the time. What a Father. What a Heavenly Father. Amen. But let me tell you this last characteristic of our Lord. The Bible tells us that he always participates with us. Amen. He participates with us. You know, I remember when I was just a little boy. Now, I played Little League baseball, just a little fella. I don't remember, maybe 10 years old, 11 years old. And I was just a little bitty fella, skinny as I could be, just a small, looked like a run of a boy. But I always liked to play baseball. And the coach at the baseball field always wanted me to pitch. I had a curve ball. They called it a slow curve, and I couldn't throw that ball fast, and I couldn't throw it hard. But as I come around with my arm, I could twist my arm like that as I pitched, and the ball would slowly go. And then just before it got to the plate, it would just very off to the left every time. And I'd sit up at the plate, and I would just laugh at those batters because they'd try to swing that bat. Next thing I know, they were stretching across the plate trying to hit the ball. And I thought I was really a good ball player and pitched at the Little League, at the All-Star Games here in Atala. And, you know, and I thought my daddy would be proud of me. And one day I said, Daddy, I said, come on out here and let me pitch the ball to you. And I was going to put a mean curveball on Daddy. And he did. He got the ball. And he got the glove. He got the ball. We went outside, and he got a little ways from me. He said, throw me the ball. And I threw it to him. And he threw the ball back to me, and I missed it. I missed that ball, and Daddy looked at me, and he just threw his glove down and said, if you can't catch the ball, I'm not going to pitch with you no more, and walked away and left me standing. I won't ever, somebody said, are the things that scarred your life? That scarred my life. For a long time, I never could figure out why in the world my father wouldn't want to participate in something that I thought was so grand. But my heavenly Father, hallelujah, he always participates with me. Everything that I have involved in, he wants to be involved in it with me. And regardless, did you know I carry him hunting with me? Amen. Brother Howard, if I'm going on a fishing bank, I carry him fishing with me. I won't take the Lord to the bar. No, no, no. I won't take him down yonder to the dance halls and all these places. I wouldn't do it, but I'm going to tell you, he's always willing to go with me along the way. Amen. And I want to say to you this morning, he'll participate in your life if you'll let him. I love my heavenly Father and my life. Oftentimes, how we kneel and pray and ask the Lord's blessings on how different things and areas in our life. And the Lord's always stepped up to the plate. And he's always participated. How when I sing, I try to sing. I can't sing. I couldn't tell you one note from another note. I sing what I'm used to hearing. And I sing by memory. And I can't sing because I can't remember a whole lot. But I tell you one thing. While I sing, I feel the presence of the Lord with me to help me sing. Don't worry about how you sound. Just open up and let it fly. Hallelujah. He participates. Nothing will warm the heart of any child when the Father participates in their life. Our Heavenly Father wants a relationship with you. He wants you to know this morning that he loves his children. Nothing warms my heart anymore than to hear my sons. One of them's 40, the other one's 38. And my oldest boy, he'll call me on the phone. Now, he works his church. He's at his church and all on Sunday. He leaves 6 o'clock in the morning, and he don't call me at 6 o'clock on Father's Day and tell me Happy Father's Day, but he's busy all day long. Called me last night and said, I just want to call you and tell you that I love you. Yeah. And that just does something to my heart. Yeah. He said, Happy Father's Day, Pop. He said, just want to call you and tell you I love you. And thank you for raising me. I said, it means a lot to me. I said, thank you for calling. My youngest boy come spent all day with me yesterday, worked around with me. And he said, now this is your Father's Day present. I said, what? He said, I ain't taking you out to eat. He said, I'm just going to work with you. He said, that'll be your Father's Day present. Nothing warms my heart anymore. Amen. And to know that my children love me. There's nothing that will warm the heart of our Heavenly Father anymore than to know that his children love him. Yeah, that they love him. Now look at this. Look at this. He loves his children. Does his children love him? He loves to be in the presence of his children. Do you love to be in the presence of your Heavenly Father? Do you? He provides and makes ways for us in our life. Don't you think we ought to provide for our families? He teaches us how to provide for our children and for our homes. And then He participates in our lives. We ought to participate in the things of God. Amen. If there's a song to be sung, sing it. If there's a testimony to be given, give it. Amen. If there's a prayer that needs to be prayed, pray it. Amen. If there's a witness that needs to be witnessed, then witness. Amen. I tell you, just participate in the good things of God. What a heavenly Father. What an example we have to be the best earthly Father that we can be. It's Father's Day, but it's Heavenly Father's Day as we honor our God. Now I want to ask His children. I want to ask His children this morning. Do you love Him? What's your relationship with your Heavenly Father? Is it one of those relationships that's called long distance? Is it one of them relationships where it's grown cold and apart? Today would be a good day to bring that together, wouldn't it? Recognize and honor your Heavenly Father. Bring that together. The Bible said God in Christ reconciled the whole world unto Himself. He did that for you and I. When we were out, He wanted us to be brought in. And He brought us in through Jesus. This morning, let me give you this, and we're going to sing a song. While we get ready for an invitation, Brother Johnny, while y'all come, how's your relationship with your Father? How's your relationship with your Heavenly Father this morning? Mother may forsake her suckling child, and He said, I won't ever forsake him. Some of you don't have your earthly fathers. I don't have my earthly father. It's been over 20 years since I've seen my earthly father. And don't get me wrong, I love my father. Don't get me wrong. He had some good points sometimes. And I love him despite the father he was. I never did understand him. And I couldn't understand him. But I tell you, I've got a heavenly father that I know personally. Amen. Love dearly this morning. Today, how's your relationship with your heavenly father? While we stand.